Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and we are going to prepare you for Thanksgiving, whether you want to or not. So give us a call, 855-660-4261, and we will be ready for all the relatives coming over to the house and give you some ideas of what you can do to decorate their home. 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up first this hour?
First up, we've got Barry from Maine with a question about Clavena, I believe it's pronounced.
Yes. Barry, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm wonderful and ready for turkey. How about you, Barry?
Oh, I am too. I've got so much to do. Hey, Paul, I have three clivias. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Yep.
That I bought from Skillins in the spring. They're in the same pots, which is probably a good 6 inches. They're really tight in there. They are dry. And I would like to know how to winter them over, what temperature they like, and all that.
Okay, clivia, and they sometimes call it clivia, is a wonderful, wonderful tropical plant. The foliage looks like a strap, a big, thick leather strap. And they come one on top of the other. They don't grow in a whirl. They develop one on top of each other. And it gets to be fairly big. And if you do a good job and treat the plant correctly, it will produce the most incredible orange or yellow flowers that you've ever seen. Now, this particular plant likes to be pot-bound. So for the winter, leave it alone. You don't want to transplant, if possible, some of your tropical plants during the winter, because during the winter, you're getting less sunshine. The intensity of the sunshine is not as great. So your plants are not actively growing. It's kind of a rest period for them. So for the winter months, leave it in that same container. In April, if you've had them for a few years, it could be time to move them to give them a little bit of room and some space for a new shoot to come out of that clump. The way that clivia or clivia will increase is by sending out a little runner or a little shoot from underneath the main plant to give you some density and to make the plant larger in size. And normally a plant like that will not bloom till it is pot bound and it has 7 to 9 leaves on the plant. So if you've got 7 to 9 leaves on the plant, it's in a tight pot, as you're saying, the flowers will develop in the spring of the year. They don't bloom during the winter. They do their flowering during May, possibly June. So for now, water as needed. Keep them moist. I would fertilize them once a month with a good liquid food and put them in a window where they're going to get plenty of direct sunshine. Spin the plant so that the side of the plant that's facing the window today, next Sunday, is facing inside your home. And if you can do that, it will really help to give your plant a well-balanced exposure to the window light coming in. Then in April, knock it out of the pot. Put it in a new container 2 inches larger in diameter. And use a good quality potting soil. Go back to Skillings and they'll sell you something really good. Fertilize it at that time. And what I like to use on something like that or any tropical plant that's there for the long run is get some Osmocote pellets, little BBs. And the Osmocote fertilizer will fertilize that plant for the next 6 months. If you forget, it's there. If you don't, it's giving it an extra push, and they will do good. So, and sometimes Clevia won't bloom for 3, 4, or even 5 years until they really feel comfortable in your home. But for the winter, lots of sun. They will take temperatures down to 50, 55 degrees. They'll do much better at 65, but they will tolerate 50, 55, and they will bloom in the springtime to early summer. So far you're doing everything great. We thank you for the call, and you have a great turkey day. Thank you. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got John from Cape Cod with a question about arborvitae.
John from beautiful Cape Cod, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. I'm a long-time listener.
Hello. Thank you.
Listener, and thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
Yesterday, I worked out in the yard for about 5 hours, and I have about 8 ornamental grasses, about 7 feet high, and I cut those down. A few of those were up against some of the arborvitaes that I have. And on the one side of the arborvitaes, it's like there's no foliage. I was going to ask if it would be all right to feed those arborvitaes for the winter, as well as a few of the other shrubs that I have, some azalea, andromeda. And also I have about 3 burning bushes. Now all the leaves are off them from all the winds and everything. And I was wondering if I could cut those down before the winter or should I wait till spring?
Okay. At this time of the year, don't do any pruning if you don't have to. Okay. The reason is when you cut a plant at this time of the year, the plant's going dormant, or in the case of the burning bush, is already dormant for the year. So when you cut a branch, the plant does not have the ability to create a scab where you made the cut. And with the winter winds and the weather, as the wind blows through that burning bush, for example, it will pull moisture out of it. And as it pulls the moisture out, the branch will begin to dehydrate so that when spring arrives, your plant will have a lot of dead tips on it. The best time to prune your burning bush is in late March or during April, when you see that things begin to wake up. And broadleaf evergreens, the same thing. You know, you have to say to yourself, it's the middle of November. The weather outside is nice for the most part. Nice because we're not running the furnace as much as we should. But this weather could change just like that. So don't do any pruning now on any of your plants. They are dormant or close to being dormant. The time to do the pruning will be in the springtime. Now, as far as feeding, Once the ground freezes, the fertilizer just sits there. So if you had done it a month ago, great. But again, we're 2 weeks away from December, and you don't want to stimulate that plant at all. So I would say no. What I would do on your ornamental grasses, if they are taking some of the foliage off your arborvitae, what you may want to consider is in March or April is to dig the ornamental grasses and move them further away from the arborvitae so they don't touch it, block the available light, and end up with an arborvitae that the lower portion has no foliage at all. And also during April, you can take, if your ornamental grasses are big, you can dig them up, lay them on the ground, take a hatchet or a sharp shovel, and cut them in half, or even in four pieces, and replant, and now you've doubled, or you've increased the amount of ornamental grasses 2 to 4 times. But that's not done until April. You did good by cutting them down, but don't feed and don't prune.
If you planted new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with WiltStop this winter. WiltStop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide WiltStop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide WiltStop. If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide. For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with your special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at MaineMilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The Maine name in military supply.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 855-660-4261. Write it down. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Teresa from Cape Cod with a question about poinsettia.
Teresa, good morning. How can we help you this morning?
Good morning, Paul. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
I have two really quick questions and then a question on the poinsettia. The first question is, if I cut holly now, will it last till Christmas to put on my fireplace? No fire. And then your wreaths, can they be in a nursing home because the nursing home is hot? And then the third question is, I did what you have said about taking the poinsettia, putting it in a dark room, and, you know, making sure it has at least 10 hours of darkness. But mine have not gotten red. It's gotten huge, but it's not gotten red. So could you tell me what to do?
Okay. You put it in the closet like it's supper time, right?
I put it in a dark room with no light.
Okay. And have you noticed if any of the stems of the leaf are beginning to change color?
Now, let me see. One of them is actually red, yes.
Okay, what happens is this. When the hormones in the plants begin to change from vegetative growth to flower development type growth, it begins with the stems of the leaf on the top of the plant. And sometimes it will take 4 weeks, sometimes it will take 6 weeks, depending in the temperature of your home. The warmer your home is, and the more sunshine the poinsettia receives during the day, the faster this transition period will take place. So what you should be doing is the poinsettia goes into a dark room for the nighttime hours, and then during the day, it's put right in front of a window. You feed it the same way that you would any other plant, and water as necessary. But once the stems begin to turn red, that's an indication that the hormones have begun to change. And once you see that you have 7, 8, 9, 10 leaves that are red, you no longer have to put them into total darkness at night. But to speed the process, keep them as warm as possible and as much sunshine as possible during the day. But if you're beginning to see red on the stems, that is a good sign that the transition has begun and you should be okay. So everything is right. Don't worry about it. That poinsettia will change, and being that it's getting bigger, that's an even better sign. And it will change for you. Okay? Now my mind just went totally blank about your other two questions.
Paul?
Yes.
Holly?
Yeah. Holly, if you cut your holly now, it will not last until Christmas.
Okay.
Figure about 3 weeks in a vase of water or in some oasis, and that's about it. So,
okay.
if you want to put it in the house for Thanksgiving, figure it will last for about 3 weeks if you can keep it cool, and then the leaf will begin to dry out. Now, to help extend the length of the holly staying in your home, buy a bottle of pre-mixed, either wilt-proof or wilt-stop, and cut your holly. Put a little spray where you made the cut on your plant to prevent dehydration of the plant outside. Bring your holly inside the house. Let it warm up. Take the wilt-proof. Spray the underside of your holly. Flip it over. Spray the top of your holly. It will make it nice and shiny. It will make it look really, really beautiful. And then that wilt proof or wilt stop will prevent moisture loss through the foliage. Put it in water and you're ready to go. Thank you, Teresa. Have a great Thanksgiving.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
The shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
And iTunes.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldway.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Well, this is the time of the year where we can really increase the bird activity in our backyard. And if you like to feed the birds, you really need to get started now, because right now is the time that they're looking for food so that they'll have a place to spend the winter. So I thought I would ask our bird lady, C.Ann, to join us this morning. C.Ann works for Wild Delight, and she's going to tell us things that we can do to increase the amount of birds coming into our yard. Good morning, C.Ann.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
I am terrific. All ready for Thanksgiving. How about you?
Oh, yes. Gobble, gobble, gobble. Yes.
Well, luckily, most of our birds we don't eat, but they're looking for food. Do you have some ideas of things that we can do to attract the birds into our yard before the snow begins to fly?
Oh, yes. The birds are going to be very, very hungry as this cold weather comes. I mean, it was a very exciting week for me. I had a pileated woodpecker in my yard.
Wow.
Yes, it was a showstopper. I was glued to the window for about 45 minutes. And he actually, he'll go after suet, even though he's not, you won't find him on your feeders. He will go after suet. And I've got this suet. It's a log with holes in it that I pack suet in, and it's about 20 inches. And I got that hanging up, and he'll go on that. It was very exciting. I always love getting it. I don't see him too often, so it was very exciting. I love our woodpeckers. And it's good to have a variety of food out there. Suet is one, especially in the colder months. They need that high fat.
Now, if you're going to set up a bird feeder or a suet feeder, is there a good height that they should be off the ground?
You know, I mean, I have mine high off the ground. My mother has hers only about 4 feet off the ground. So it just, it really doesn't matter. You know, just that, having that variety, a variety of different feeders, you know, platform feeder, hopper feeder, tube feeder, suet feeder, and each one offer a different type of food. I mean, sunflower is great. I mean, that is high in fat. But I also like to put out different, you know, nut mixtures, you know, peanuts. Oh, my gosh, the woodpeckers just love the peanuts. And they actually make a feeder specifically for feeding peanuts, whether they have one for in-the-shell peanuts and they have one for out-of-the-shell peanuts. And the woodpeckers will lose their minds. I have, on a regular basis, I've got the red belly, the downy, and the hairy woodpecker in my yard. And they just love the nut mixtures.
Okay. So, I mean, if you're going to feed them peanuts, and you can't find a peanut feeder, would you use a platform and just dump raw peanuts on it?
Absolutely. And you'll get all sorts of birds on. I mean, you know, the blue jays love it, the nuthatches, the titmouses, I love my chickadees. They'll all go on the platform going after, now that's that, out of the shell peanuts are best for the smaller birds. The in-shell peanuts are good for the woodpeckers, and, of course, the blue jays just lose their minds over it.
Huh. So you would just buy whole peanuts and put them on a feeder, and the blue jays and the woodpeckers will eat that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I never thought of doing that.
Yeah. They don't have to be cooked. It's best they're not just raw, uncooked, untreated peanuts.
I'll be done.
Yes, everybody loves peanuts.
Now, something a little bit different that I saw the other day, and I haven't seen it in a long, long time, was a series of metal rods. And this friend of mine had bought from the feed and grain stores some dried up corn cobs with the corn still on it,
yes,
and stuck them on these rods, and she said that the blue jays and the woodpeckers were going after it.
Yes. Yes, that is a great option. They make, actually, you know, the corn on the cob is really designed for giving our friend Sammy the squirrel something to do other than trying to get on our bird feeders. But, yeah, there are some birds that'll peck away at the corn cobs.
And that works real well. Now, if you really want to have a lot of songbirds coming to your home and you have limited space, what type of a feeder would be best for people? Now, you know, Christmas is about 6 weeks away. What type of feeder would you suggest that would be best for the homeowner to buy for the holidays to attract birds?
I like a tube feeder. I mean, that really caters to the smaller songbirds. You know, unfortunately, you know, a lot of people, they want that cardinal. And a tube feeder is, you know, the perches on it are really not the right size for, you know, a cardinal. But they do sell, and it's called a cardinal perch ring that slides over the posts on a tube feeder so that the bigger birds can get on it. But I prefer just the tube feeders.
Okay.
And then I have a separate hopper feeder for the bigger birds.
Okay. Now, I know that Wild Delight makes a whole bunch of different blends. What is your favorite blend of bird food for general feeding?
Oh, wow. I love the nut and belly. That is really a great mix. It's got sunflower in the shell, out of the shell. It's got peanuts. It's got pistachio. It's got raisins. It's got cranberries. It's got safflower. So it's got a whole bunch of everything in it. And the birds they just love it.
It's a good general blend.
Right.
Now, I was at the supermarket the other day looking at the bird food on the shelf, and they had their typical bargain brand.
Oh,
and tried to explain to a woman that was looking at it, and said to her, "See those little round BB shape, dark colored seeds? That's not something that the bird is going to eat. Why won't they eat Milo?"
It's just not a preferred seed. You know, if people got to stop thinking that all seed is seed, all birds eat all seed. That's just not the case. They really need to read the ingredients, know what you're buying, and then importantly, watch what the birds do with the mix. If you see them scooping and scattering stuff out, well, they're getting rid of what they don't want. So, yeah, you got a good price on the seed, but if most of it ends up on the ground, what did you really save? I mean, I've challenged people, you know, go out there and rake up all the stuff that they've thrown out and weigh it and see how much they are actually wasting.
Yep.
You know, you get what you pay for.
Exactly. You know, the other thing that I noticed in the last couple of years, I said to myself, I have four bird feeders at the house. So I said, I'm going to buy a bag of cheap mix, put it in one of the bird feeders and see what happens. And they did exactly that.
Yes.
But what happened that really surprised me, and I should have known better, because the birds were throwing all of the feed all over the ground, it encouraged the squirrels to come to the bird feeder, and now I had a whole new problem.
Oh, yes. I mean, that's easy eating all over the ground. And it also attracts other undesirable creatures like mice, rats, possums, raccoons. I mean, anything. I mean, scattering it on the ground is just, that's just a cornucopia of, you know, Thanksgiving feast, basically, for any creature that can come along. So, yeah. You want to avoid all that, the cheap fillers, the red Milo. I've seen wheat, oats, barley, grass seed, cracked corn, and white millet. Yeah, there are some birds that eat it. I personally am not a big fan of it. But, you know, you get what you pay for. Look for a good sunflower base, you know, and then look for real nut meat and fruit.
That's what really makes a difference, is using nuts and fruit in a bird feed mix.
Oh, yes. I mean, I've been with Wild Delight Company for 9 years now, and when I started with them, I figured, well, you know, if I'm going to sell them, I want to see what it does in my feeders. Night and day difference. I've had more new birds over these past 9 years than in all the years beforehand.
Wow. That it really does make a difference when you use something that the birds like.
Yes.
Now, how important is it if you want to get some of the little birds to bring in thistle seed? Is that a good seed to attract the little birds to come into your yard?
Well, that's going to attract your finch birds, your goldfinches, your house finches, your purple finches, your pine siskins. Those are your Niger seed eaters. And, you know, in the winter, in the summertime, I have 2-3 foot thistle tubes up in 6 stalks, and I get about 50 to 60 goldfinches, and that doesn't even include the house finches, purple finches, or the pine siskins. I get them all. In the wintertime, a lot of the goldfinches migrate. I keep about 20 of them all winter, and, you know, and of course the house finches and all the rest. So, yeah, I put out lots of Niger seed in the spring, in the summertime. I do cut back a little bit in the wintertime because I don't have as many finch birds to feed. So I cut back to just 1 3-foot thistle tube and 3 stalks. I cut it in half.
Okay. So what is the number one seed that you use if you were going to use a straight blend of seed during the winter months?
something that's heavy in sunflower. You can't go wrong with sunflower. It's the number one preferred seed by the widest variety of birds. It's got a nice high fat content in it. So look at the mix. Look for a higher sunflower content and put that out.
I was at a feed and grain store the other day picking up some odds and ends and noticed that they had striped sunflower and black oil sunflower. What's the best, and what's the difference between the two?
It comes down to size and a little bit of oil content. The black oil is going to be a little bit higher in oil content. It's a little bit of a smaller seed. It's easier for the smaller birds to handle. The striped sunflower, that's good for your bigger birds. Your blue jays, you know, can handle that nice big shell. So okay. I prefer the black oil because more of the smaller birds can handle it versus the striped sunflower.
Okay. And people can still go to your website, www.wilddelight.com, right?
Absolutely. Join us. And we're on Facebook now, too.
Terrific. Steanne, thank you for joining us this morning. And remember, check out the website, www.wilddelight.com.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with a special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply. while their five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satansshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. satansshow.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Let's go right to those phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Nancy from Mass with a question about Japanese lanterns.
Nancy, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I have actually two questions.
Sure.
One is the Japanese lantern plant. I was given four lanterns and asked to plant them. Now, my question is, do I let the whole lantern dry out, or do I take the seeds out of it? How do I plant it?
Okay. And what is your second question?
My second question is, I have a Christmas cactus that I've had for many, many years, maybe 15 to 20 years. And it's become very woodsy.
Okay.
Now, I bought it.
Have you repotted it at all, Nancy?
I have, but not recently.
Okay. Then
I bought a new plant about a year ago, and what can I do to prevent it from getting woodsy?
Okay. The plant with age will get woody no matter what you do. It's just part of that maturing. But it should be making new growth that has that nice fleshy green. I remember my Aunt Ruth had a Christmas cactus in a 12-inch pot. She used an azalea pot, which is short and squatty, so that it wasn't as heavy. And a Christmas cactus does not have a deep root system. But her plant was almost 3 feet in diameter. The center was woody, but the tips were all nice and green. But one thing that we did in the spring of the year, like in April, we would prune back the plant, just kind of pinch it. And what you do is you look at your Christmas cactus, and it looks like it grows in segments like the knuckles on your finger. So what she would do to prevent it from getting too big and to encourage some new growth, she would snap off some of the tips of the plant, some of those knuckles, just break them off here and there to create a nice uniform shape. Then she would take those pieces and just push half a dozen into a pot, and they would root and make a brand new plant. She would feed the new cuttings. She would feed the mother plant. And the mother plant during May and June and July, because all the tips had been broken, would make a whole bunch of new growth. And the plant stayed nice and dense and grew many, many new shoots on it to keep it thicker. And it also increased the amount of flowers on that plant. Now, on your Japanese lantern, let it dry out totally. What you do is you open up the lantern, and on the inside of the lantern will be an orange berry. And inside the orange berry will be a whole bunch of seeds. And what you would do, get some paper towels. Take off the Japanese lantern, and the berry that's inside is about the size of a marble. Take a knife, cut it in half, and then just kind of gently mash that berry on your paper towel, and you'll see all of the seeds. Then just kind of pull the seeds out of that pulp from your berry. Set the seeds on another piece of paper towel. Throw all the pulp away. Let it air dry. And then put them into an envelope. Just a regular paper envelope. And put it someplace where you'll be able to find it when spring arrives. Now, what you can do is, if you have the room, once you take the seeds out of that pulp, you can plant them in pots on your windowsill, and they will germinate and grow during the winter, and then transplant the seedlings out when the threat of frost is over, or you can start the seeds directly in the garden.